Gandhara Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 30, Text number 9 and 10. Yonusmarati Sandhyayam Isma Anujanam Nara Tasya Vrashta Atma Samyam Tata Bhuta Shusavardam Yetamam Rudra Gitayana Sayam Prata Samayita Stuvantiyam Kamavaram Dasya Prajnansha Sobhanam. Translation: The Lord continued, "Those who remember you every evening of every day will become friendly with their brothers and with all other living entities. Those who will offer me the prayers composed by Lord Shiva, both in the morning and in the evening, will be given benedictions by me. In this way, they can both fulfill their desires and attain good intelligence." Repeat. "Those who will offer me the prayers composed by Lord Shiva, both in the morning and in the evening, will be given benedictions by me. In this way, they can both fulfill their desires and attain good intelligence." Purport. Good intelligence means going back home, back to Godhead. This is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 10:10. Tesham satadhyuktanam bhavitam bhuti purvakam dadami buddhi yogantam yena mamapyantite. To those who are constantly devoted and worship me with love, I give the understanding by which they can come to me. One who offers prayers to the Lord to fulfill his different desires must know that the highest perfection and fulfillment of desire is to go back home, back to Godhead. It is indicated that those who remember the activities of the Prachetas, the sons of King Prachinabarhi, will be delivered and blessed. So what to speak of the sons of King Prachinabarhi, who are directly connected with the Supreme Lord? This is the way of Parampara system. If we follow the Acharyas, we can attain the same benefit as our predecessors. If one follows the decisions of Arjuna, we should be considered to be directly hearing Bhagavad Gita from the Supreme Lord. There is no difference between hearing Bhagavad Gita directly from the Supreme Lord and following a personality like Arjuna, who formerly heard Bhagavad Gita directly from the Lord. Sometimes foolish people argue that since Krishna is not present at the moment, one cannot take direct instructions from him. Such foolish people do not know that there is no difference between directly hearing Bhagavad Gita and reading it, as long as one accepts Bhagavad Gita as it is, spoken by the Lord. However, if one wants to understand Bhagavad Gita by his imperfect interpretation, one cannot possibly understand the mysteries of Bhagavad Gita, even though one may be a good scholar, according to mundane estimation. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Kalakana Chakshurum Pulitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Nama Sri Chaitanya Mano Dhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Nagama Yendavati Svatama Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadara Sri Akadu Gaurabhati Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So these two slogans which you have just read, they are spoken by Lord Vishnu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, whenever big people say something, or whenever great people say something, we have to hear them very carefully and attentively, because that is to our profit. A person is a great if he does activities that benefit all the living entities. How do you rate a person to be great? So different estimation for ordinary people and enlightened people. Ordinary people, whom do they consider great and want to follow them? So that means ordinary people don't even know who are the great people. So here Lord Krishna is saying, or Vishnu is saying some things, so we have to carefully read it, discuss it, and try to imbibe it in our life. So whenever God speaks something, it is for our auspiciousness, it is for our good fortune. That's why we have to read Bhagavad Gita, not one day, not one time, but every day, and all our life again and again. Here we are reading that anyone who recites this Rudra Gita morning and evening, or one who remembers the devotees, so this is said by the Supreme Lord, if you remember the devotees, what is the result? That we become also noble people. We also become great people just by remembering the devotees. We remember God, we remember Krishna, like when we are chanting Hare Krishna, or when we go to the temple, what are we doing? When we go to the temple, when we have darshan, we are remembering the Lord. When you are chanting Hare Krishna, you are remembering the Lord. When you are meeting the devotees, whenever you meet a person, you will remember him for his activities. You meet a businessman, immediately, how expert businessman was he? Or you meet a politician, so how he has come to that political position by his popularity. So here, the Lord is emphasizing that you remember the devotees and you recite the prayers sung by Lord Shiva, Rudra Gita, and you will not remain an ordinary person. So people think that by their own efforts or in their own way, they can become great. As I have started the lecture, it is subject to debate who is a great person according to unenlightened people and according to enlightened people. It changes. You go and ask some school students, you mention names of some great people. He will say Einstein or some John F. Kennedy or some people who have excelled in different fields of human life. But we don't read anything like that in Bhagavatam, no such names. All the great souls, all the great people we read in scriptures, they have become great because of their devotion to the Lord. Why is it that people who have devotion for the Lord are great? When a person performs devotion for the Lord, he develops all good qualities. And not only that, he will do welfare activities. And then he becomes famous as a man of character and as a selfless person. So now we have to see, if someone has made a lot of money, so he is a famous person. Someone is a film actor, is a famous person. But did he become happy? Or by remembering him, do you become happy? Suppose there is a famous film actor. Papers all, they publicize a famous film actor or a big industrialist. All papers flash the news. So you can see whether that industrialist or that actor, are they happy in their personal life? No. Because they are looking for something, they are looking for something more. And what did they do for others? Nothing. And their achievements, do they have relevance to our complete life, our eternal life? Suppose you become three-time chief minister of a state, a big thing, three times, that means for 15 years, you could become the chief minister of the state. The question is, did people become completely happy? Like now, we have in India, people have become chief minister so many times to their states. But what is the condition of people of the state? Everybody is in anxiety. And there is so much chaos going on. Probably because you have to elect somebody as chief minister. You don't know whom to elect as chief minister. But you elect somebody, and this guy outsmarted others. Hat-trick, three times. That's all. But no one has benefited. No one has really benefited. So, nothing great about that. In Bhagavatam, there is a grave statement. It says, when people are like cats, dogs, and camels, and asses, they elect a bigger animal than themselves. The small animals are always afraid of big animals. So with Varaha Shastra Karai. So Sanskriti Purusha Pasu. When people are like animals, they glorify people who are bigger animals than them. So nothing really worth reading their biography. But here, according to enlightened people, who are the great people, or according to the opinion of God, we can blindly follow the statement of God, because God, He knows everything, and God does everything for our benefit, and God cannot make mistakes. So here, Lord Vishnu is saying, anyone who remembers you, when he is talking to Prachetas, the Prachetas, they got the darshan of the Lord, because the Lord was very pleased with them. And then he gave them benedictions. And then while leaving, the Lord is saying, anyone who remembers you will attain all good fortune. We also say whenever we bow down, it is a Vaishnava etiquette, it's part of Vaishnava tradition. Whenever we meet other devotees or senior devotees or the spiritual master, you immediately bow down and you recite pranam mantra, Vaishnava pranam mantra. Vancha kalpa tarvyasya kripasindhu bhayavacha patitanam pavanebhya vaishnavabhya namo namaha. As the translation is, I bow down to the great Vaishnavas or pure Vaishnavas who are like desire trees, who can fulfill the desires of everyone, and who are full of compassion for all the conditioned souls. Vancha kalpa tarbhyasya. Vancha kalpa tarbhyasya. Krupa sindhu bhayavacha. These are the two great characteristics of a Vaishnava. He can fulfill the desires of everyone. A devotee can fulfill the desires of everyone, or a devotee can fulfill all the desires of a person. Naturally, that is worshipable to us. Suppose I can fulfill everyone's desires, and I can fulfill all your desires. It is natural that you worship me. Swami has satisfied me in every way, so he is worshipable to me. All of us here, why we have taken shelter of Prabhupada? At least outsiders who are listening to the class, they may try to understand, but ourselves, why did we accept Prabhupada? Why we are worshipping him daily? Then you will be able to speak your realization. Yes, I accepted Prabhupada as my mentor, and I worship Prabhupada for the contributions he has done to my life. So the question is it just a statement? It cannot be just a statement, because whenever great people say something, they mean it. Whenever God says something, it is literally true. Not only for the occasion, whenever God says something, it is true for all places, for all people, all the time. That means it's a permanent truth. So human society is in chaos, is in difficulties, because they have neglected the good counsel of the Lord. They have ignored the devotees. They are not recognizing the devotees, and they have ignored the message of the Lord, the instructions of the Lord. Devotees can boldly say this: the world is in trouble because they are neglecting the instructions of God. The world will continue to be in trouble because they don't recognize the devotees of the Lord. So this vancha kalpa tarbhyasya, how you can justify this? You come to me and you serve me, you follow me, and you will say, you have not fulfilled all my desires. Obviously, suppose you come to me, I want some 50 lakhs, kindly fulfill my desire. You come to a devotee. What the devotee will say? Say, with 50 lakhs, how you are going to become happy, you tell me. I want to know, what is your logic? I will give you 50 lakhs, next what you will do? He will say, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, that will make me happy. So you are imagining this, because there are already people who have 50 lakhs, and you have done all the things you have said, 1, 2, 3, 4, and go and find out the 50 lakh people who have the 50 lakhs income or property, go and see if they are happy, and you come back. You go and see, yeah, they are not happy. Not only 50 lakhs, people have 50 crores, they are also not happy. So now the Vaishnava will ask you, so do you think 50 lakhs can make me happy? That you don't know. So that means the Vaishnava is so kind, we come with so many foolish, stupid desires, and he is patientful, and he is expert enough to lead you to real happiness. You come with your imaginary standard of happiness. You come for illusory happiness. Vaishnava is so kind, he will remove your illusions and ignorance and put you directly on the path of real happiness. So the point is, what you are trying to find from 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 things you are doing, you are thinking that you will become happy. The Vaishnava will convince you, why only your 1 to 6 points that will make you happy? If you do one thing, you don't have to do so many things. I have to go to club daily. No, I like to go to club, I like to watch TV, I like to go and eat in 5-star hotel, no, I want to associate with women, this and that. You have so many things which give you some sense gratification. But the Vaishnava will convince you that your real longings are spiritual. Your spirit soul, nothing material can make you happy. So kindly, this is called shifting of paradigm. Our mind is programmed to think we can become happy in a material way. So you have been trying this birth after birth, but we have become so dull and so foolish, and we lost our intelligence, and still we are thinking in the same way we will become happy. So now Vaishnava mercifully, he will induce you to practice spiritual life, and then it opens up a entirely new life. That is called second birth. We are born to suffer, we are born to struggle, and we are born to fail, and the Vaishnava will reverse it. No, you are not born to fail, you are not born to struggle, you are not born to suffer. We are all children of the immortal Lord. We are all children of blissful Lord. So you are not meant for becoming a failure or strugglesome and suffer. But you can really become happy. So that's why Vancha Kalpa Tarubhyasya Krupa Sindhu Bhayaja. Krupa Sindhu Bhayaja means that they can deliver all fallen conditioned souls. An intelligent man accepting Krishna consciousness, that is all right. But someone who is very unintelligent, someone who is very sinful, one will become addicted to vices. Generally people give up hope, there is no hope for him. But as the prayer to the Vaishnava goes, Patitanam Pavanebhyo, he can deliver even the fallen conditioned souls. You may wonder how a Vaishnava can deliver when everybody has given up hope. But Vaishnava, he doesn't give up hope. However nonsense a person may be, the Vaishnava will not give up hope because he has an unfailing medicine. All medicines, they fail because they only act on something. But there is a medicine with Vaishnava and it can correct however fallen a person may be. In one song, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he says, Jiva Jago, Jiva Jago, in that song, he says, Enachi Aushadhi Maya Nasibara Lagi, Harinama Maha Mantra Lavatam Lagi. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Supreme Lord is saying, I have brought a medicine which is Harinam, Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. That's why a Vaishnava, he doesn't manufacture any self-styled techniques, he doesn't manufacture any incomplete, tiny formulas, because the Lord has already given the formula. But people have no faith, so they are unable to take advantage. And a devotee comes along, and by his life, by his activities, he will create faith in the person. The Krishna is saying that you chant my name, like Prabhupada quoted one sloka in the purport here. Tesham satat yuktanam bhajatam priti purvakam dadam buddhi yagantam yananam upyantite. So the Bhagavad Gita statement is there. Anyone who recites my name or constantly thinks of me, I give him the intelligence how he can become happy. And I give him the intelligence how he can live behind this miserable world. You can become happy in this miserable world and then you don't have to come back to this miserable world again. So, a Vaishnava will come and demonstrate. The Bhagavad Gita is there. for centuries together. But people have not taken advantage of it. Prabhupada came, and Prabhupada, he presented Bhagavad Gita. He said, Bhagavad Dharma. Bhagavad Dharma, Bhagavatar 2. One is the book Bhagavatam and the person Bhagavatam. So Prabhupada, by following Bhagavad Gita, he showed people that you can also follow. It's not that only great souls they can follow Bhagavad Gita, not common man, not ordinary people, no. When Prabhupada came, and then people could understand, yeah, we can also become devotees of Krishna. We can also follow Bhagavad Dharma. And then when they followed it, all their problems are solved. Who will preach? Who will become a preacher in this world? Tell me, who will become a preacher? One who has solved all his problems, only he will preach. If I am finding my life itself problematic, and how am I going to come and tell you, you can solve your problems like this? Let us say, you have your own problems. How can I believe that you can solve my problem? So, Vaishnavas, they solve their problems first, and then they keep instructing everybody, and then people watch their life, hear to them. Their teachings are so logical and their life is so practical, then you have no more questions to ask. But you will also follow them by taking up the chanting. You know? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. So the equation is this. Something that will solve your problem surely, and something that is very easy to follow. What more do you want? Sure to solve your problem and most easy to follow. Is there anyone who doesn't want to accept this proposal? Very easiest thing to follow, and it will solve your most difficult problems. Everybody says, I want that. Everybody will say. Very easy to follow, and it will solve the toughest of your problems, and it will make you perpetually, forever, it will make you happy. Immediately everybody will raise their hand. Yes, yes, this is what we are looking for. So, that's why the Vaishnavas are more merciful than God. Because people read Bhagavad Gita, they don't understand. But when people come to a Vaishnava and see his life and see how he explains Bhagavad Gita, and people think it is so simple to become a devotee of the Lord. Lastly, Prabhupada did not say, you stop meat eating, you stop drinking, you stop smoking. Prabhupada said, no, you sing the sweet names of Krishna and you take delicious prasad. And you cannot deliver. Everybody would like to sing. So you sing. And then everybody would like to eat nice things. Eat. And then that will give you the intelligence. That will give you the willpower. That will give you the determination. And then a hopeless person. And not only that, he has completely changed his life. But he becomes a hope for everybody. A hopeless person, he has solved all his problems and now he is a great hope for everybody. Now, Prabhupada left. Now who are the hope to the world? People who are following Prabhupada, they are the hope to the world. And we were all hopeless at some time. And now without you, the world cannot change. Without you, the world cannot improve. Because now you are in the parampara. You are empowered to give the simple solution to solve all the problems of the world by propagating. What is this Radha Yatra is all about? We are spending some 10 lakhs, you know, in so many ways, for publicity, for pandas, you know, for prasad and all that. What is the aim and objective of World Ingradayatra? So that we may take the holy name to everyone's doorstep. We may take the holy name to them if they are not coming here. Now we are going out. And then we sing and dance. And then people will be trapped. They are forced to listen and they appreciate how devotees are having joy in a simple way. No expenditure, no difficult things. Just chant. And then your feelings of joy will begin to make you dance. Say, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Grandhara Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Hare Nama Sankirtan ki.